For the first preseason game, I thought there was a lot of good things. I thought we had some great effort on both sides of the football as well as special teams. Obviously, there's always mistakes, defensively. You know, on the positive side, anytime you hold a team to 13 points, you feel pretty good. And I think they were 1-for-4 in the red zone. Obviously, we got a long ways to go with the rush defense. They ran the ball extremely well. And obviously, we've got to get better in that area. Combination coverages, it's going to take some time to feel comfortable with 11 guys working together. And, that's part of the preseason. It's part of a group coming together with a new defensive scheme and guys getting a little feel for it. We played pretty base the whole game, so that was kind of nice to be able to evaluate a lot of the players because we weren't very complicated. On the other side, I was, obviously impressed with the first group. Good job on the first drive. They only played 8 plays. And second group got in, and the third group got in, and we got a chance to evaluate some of these players as well as the second and third units on special teams as well. So we'll go back here tonight to get a chance to meet with the team at 11 o'clock in the morning, look at that film together. Then we'll be headed out to Dallas early afternoon and get a chance to practice against them for a couple times a day on Wednesday and Thursday, 2 times Wednesday and two times Thursday. So obviously next week we'll finish our camp, but it'll be good to practice against somebody else for a couple days. Yeah, he's that one run he had over on the left-hand side. There's not a lot of human beings can make that run, Kind of gives you an idea what type of capabilities he has. And he broke a couple nice tackles. I'm not going to get into detail, but we thought we had a trade. And, I'll talk about it a little bit more tomorrow before things are finalized. So let me kind of wait on that a little bit. But I kept him home because I thought there was a trade. And we've got, about 10 guys at that position. So I know what Gerard can do, and it can give me a chance to evaluate some of those other guys. And so I'll talk about that in more detail tomorrow. Well, then I'll talk to you on Wednesday. Makes it easy. Well, like I said, I'll talk to you tomorrow about it. Yeah, I did. That's one of the reasons why we would entertain a trade. Want to get a chance to evaluate some of these other players. Like I said, I got a good feel what Gerard could do over the last couple of years, and some of these guys have really stepped up, and I get a chance to look at the film, and like I said, I'll talk to you guys, maybe not tomorrow, I'll talk to you on Wednesday. Well, you can play vanilla and still play great defense. Like I said, we've got a ways to go. We did some good things. We played hard, but not as good as we want to. And, that's what this preseason's for. And hopefully we can get a little bit better. But we had some great effort. We weren't coordinated all the time for obvious reasons. Coverages and, some gap responsibilities. But that's part of the first preseason game. Well, it's nice to have your first drive go for a touchdown. And like I said, it's you only play 8 plays. It's hard to make a they did as good as they could do. But part of this was evaluating some of these second, third team players to see how they played. And next week we're going to let our first unit play a little bit more than we did this week on both sides of the ball. And you just got to go back and keep on getting better. Obviously it looked like our first preseason game. Well, obviously there's a combination of a lot of different things, but you got to be coordinated, did some good things. But we'll keep on working on those things and get a chance a little bit better tomorrow to tell you how he played. Can't really tell you right now. I really know. I haven't talked to Steve about any of the injuries. Crowder went back in. Moss has been, a little bit banged up all week, so I'm sure he's still sore. Peterson, I'm not exactly sure what his status is, but he looked quite sore when he came off the field. Hopefully it's nothing serious.